So, Emma, congratulations on a fabulous day.
Thank you.
So, let's start with the awards.
Okay.
How was your experience?
Fantastic. I just think it's been a really great evening. It's so good to see all the agencies and all the brands in a room together celebrating creative success, and a great opportunity for us to just sit back and enjoy seeing some of the highlights of the year and really reflect on the great work that's been going on around the industry.
Second time back as sponsors.
That's right.
How was that? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, excellent. I mean, we're delighted to sponsor the event. It's a really unique showcase for this industry, and we're really pleased to be a part of it, particularly to see the increasing role of online and online media in the contributions and in the work that's being done, and how that's changing the work that's being done. So obviously that's really exciting for us.
Yeah. You sponsored two awards. Your winners were AMB and Mars.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Mars is obviously a fantastic organisation with some groundbreaking brands. And to see some of the work they've done, particularly Snickers, which is just such an incredible creative canvas, I think this evening was proof of that, because we saw so many executions from different parts of the world, all anchored in that core brand idea that just translates so well across countries and across different media, and so I think really deserved winners.
Great. And finally, any particular trends that leapt out to you in particular, that you're seeing all the work?
Yeah, I think people are really starting to understand what audiences want and how to tap into trends and culture. So in the forum earlier today, there was a great comment from Nils Leonard at Bray saying we were trying to create culture, not content. And with some of the examples, you could really see that happening. So I love the example for KFC of the rich kids of Instagram, where they took a cultural moment and they really managed to relate it back to their audience in a way that wasn't just true, but also really funny.
Yeah.
I think that resonated with so many people. So that was a really good trend to see. Another trend I like is brands going back to their brand heritage. So recognising what they're good at and what they're known for, but bringing that brand heritage into a new place. So I love the reworking of the Carlsberg ad and the big outdoor poster. I thought that was just a really neat way to remind people what the brand stands for.
Yeah. And you touched about the Fab Forum, of course, again sponsored completely by you and hosted in your venue as well.
Yes.
You gave a fantastic summary on the day. Mm-hmm. So just to recap on that, so what was that event like for you?
Really interesting. Great breadth of opinion, really good, informed, lively speakers, and a nice combination of keynote speeches with a point of view and some panel discussion as well. Boarding a broad range of topics. So we covered everything from drones delivering your chocolate bars to your desk in the future, through to how you really try and engage Generation X and Y, whether or not millennials is really a useful term, or whether what we're actually trying to do is just change the principles of marketing. So it was great that we did a little bit of future gazing. We also spent some time thinking about the food industry and how that's going to change and how we need to adapt as brands. And then we went to talk about more broadly about marketing. How marketing's changed across all categories, not just us.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations again for an amazing day.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting us to be part of it.